Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday evening. I'm Tiffany Williams Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of Relationship 360 Degrees. Welcome back, repeat, and welcome new listeners. Of course, on Relationship 360, we address every relationship challenge under the sun in order to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. And you can call in to the show tonight at 714-409-0610. And that number is right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page, and we'll be sure to put the number up in the chat room as well, where you can also post your questions if you're too shy to pick up the phone or if you can't get in because the lines are tied up, which often happens on this program. So look forward to getting your live phone calls. Again, the number is 714-409-0610, and if you're just logging in or coming into the chat room, you'll see that number published on the show's Blog Talk Radio page. I'd like to ask our callers to please stick with one question or comment unless I ask a follow-up question. We have a limited amount of time, and we want to be courteous to other listeners who have something to say. Also, no profanity, vulgar language, or language intended to offend a particular group or person. Listeners who engage in such behavior will be disconnected. So I did want to give you that disclaimer before the calls start coming in. All right, so now that we know the rules, let me tell you about tonight's program. If you're like most people who are about to get married, you dream of having a perfect wedding followed by a perfect marriage that will last a lifetime. So why do about 50% of marriages end in divorce? Is there too much focus on the wedding and not enough on preparation for the marriage? Are there key things every bride and groom should know that no one's talking about? Is it just a sign of our times, the I have a right to be happy syndrome? Well, tonight's guest, Dustin Reichman, engaged marriage blog creator, husband, dad, and author of the new book, 15-Minute Marriage Makeover, joins me tonight to help answer those questions. Dustin, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
I'm very excited to be here with you, Tiffany. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have to say two times a charm because I tried to get you on last week and was unsuccessful. Of course, you're a busy guy, you know, with the kids and the wife and your blog and the book and everything that you do. So, again, I'm really excited about having you on the program tonight. You're definitely one of my favorite bloggers out there. Of course, we're friends on Twitter and Facebook as well. So look forward to hearing what you have to say about gearing up for marriage and getting ready to walk down the aisle. And again, listeners, I want to hear from you if you have questions or comments about marriage or wedding preparation tonight. If you have questions for myself or for Dustin, our guest, the call-in number is 714-409-0610, which is located on the show's Blog Talk Radio page and published. We did get that up there in the chat room. And, of course, if you're not in a position to call in, you can post your comments or questions in our chat window, and I'll address them live on the air tonight, or at least Dustin will. Okay, Dustin, so you're a blogger, as I mentioned in the intro. Tell us about how you got started and what inspired you to start a blog about marriage preparation and marriage.
Sure, yeah. So my experiences in marriage, I guess personally, I've been married very close to 10 years now, and we have three small children under the age of six. But all of this started about 18 months ago, and basically what happened is my wife and I have been speaking at marriage preparation workshops, primarily through our church, for about five, almost 6 years now. It was just something that someone had approached us to do. You know, we were about 5 years into marriage, and we just had our first child, and it we were reluctant at first because of the time, you know, the time commitment there and having a new child. But when we did it, we just felt so energized and you know, being able to interact with young couples, it sort of brought some new life back to our marriage after 5 years. So we, you know, we did that a couple times a year. It sort of got a little more serious where we started helping facilitate at some marriage retreats. So this is more for actual married couples rather than engaged couples. And then about 18 months ago, we were on vacation and we were just kidless down in the beaches of Cancun and having a lot of time to think and relax. And I just felt kind of inspired to try to do something a little more on the level of the audience that I was trying to reach. You know, because basically we do these marriage workshops, and they were either a full day or maybe a weekend, and we were always the youngest couple on the team by far as the presenting couples go. And so the technology wasn't really there, and it was a pretty crude way of presenting. And, you know, we connected okay, but I just felt like there must be a better way. And so that was sort of the genesis for the whole thing. So in August 2009 was that vacation, and by the end of September, so about a month and a half later, engaged marriage was live and online, and we can talk more about that if you'd like. But basically, I didn't actually know what a blog was. I kind of thought of it as a junior high girl's diary or something along those lines, and had no idea how to publish online. So I taught myself all those things, just, you know, sort of the typical Google searches and figuring it all out. But luckily, I did, and just started writing, and things have really progressed a lot in those 18 months. It's been exciting.
Well, you have a really nice size following on Twitter and on Facebook, which is how I found you. We obviously have like interest, and your blog is fantastic as well. I actually subscribe to the blog. Tell us the URL for our listeners if they want to go visit after this show, kind of take a look, maybe subscribe. What is the address for your blog?
It's engagedmarriage.com. So, you know, engaged with the D at the end, marriage.com. And obviously that's a play on words. There is certainly some marriage preparation material on there. I'd say that's maybe, yeah, I don't know, 10 to 20% of the blog. The majority of the material on there is intended for kind of young, busy married couples. That wasn't really what it was intended when I started out with, but that was sort of what it was drawn to just by the feedback I received over those past 18 months. So engagedmarriage.com is the place you can go check it out.
Well, and again, I absolutely encourage that. I said I do get your new blog post, all of your new information, right in my Relationship 360 inbox. And I know you have a new book, which we're going to talk about in a second. But I wanted to know how you met your wife. You said you've been married for about 5 years. How did you guys meet?
Yeah, so we've actually been married 10 now. We had been married 5 when we started the marriage preparation presentations. But yeah, so 10 years we've been married. We have actually been together since high school. So it's a different kind of story, but we've been together since high school, mostly continuously. We had a few rocky times in college, you know, before we were married. But yeah, right when I graduated college, I proposed my junior year of college, and then we got married right after I graduated college. And my wife was just finishing up school at that point. She was a special education teacher, and I'm an engineer by trade. So that's our story. So we've been together for more than half her life, she likes to say, because we met when she was about 15 years old, and she's now 30. So.
All right. Well, I mentioned that you have, you're always blogging, and now you've got this new book that just came out a few days ago, I believe, called 15-Minute Marriage Makeover. I believe there is a subtitle, quite lengthy, but how can our listeners get their hands on your new book? And give us a synopsis of what that book is about.
Sure, yeah. Basically, they can go to the blog and find it. Or if they just want to go directly to it, they can go to 15minutemarriagemakeover.com, and that's the numeral 15. So the book was really something that's evolved a lot over the last 18 months. When I started the blog, I didn't really have any intention of writing something like this, but it wasn't. It maybe 3 to 6 months into the blog,